Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a move that signals a significant shift in India's approach to managing its gold reserves, the Reserve Bank of India has just transferred a massive 168.06 metric tons of gold from foreign vaults to domestic storage, marking the largest annual gold repatriation in the RBI's history. What makes this significant is that this transfer has brought India's total gold reserves to 880.52 metric tons, with a staggering 77% now held domestically, a dramatic increase from just 38% in March 2023. But why does this matter? This shift is crucial because gold now accounts for 16.7% of India's total forex reserves. Remember this number, 880.52 metric tons, the total gold reserves held by India as of March 2026. First, let's understand why India is repatriating its gold. One key reason is the geopolitical risk, as demonstrated by the Russia precedent. After Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022, Western nations froze approximately $300 billion of Russia's foreign exchange reserves held at Belgian-based Euroclear and other Western custodians. This move showed that foreign-held reserves can be weaponized as a geopolitical tool, prompting India to accelerate its repatriation efforts to reduce its vulnerability. Building on this, another reason for repatriation is to reduce custodial concentration risk. Historically, India's gold was stored primarily at the Bank of England, that is, the Central Bank of the United Kingdom, located in London, and the Bank for International Settlements, or BIS, located in Basel, Switzerland. By storing gold domestically, India reduces its counterparty and custodial risk. Crucially, the RBI has invested in high-security domestic vaults, primarily at its Nagpur and Mumbai offices, which has enabled the accelerated repatriation. It is worth pausing here to note that increased domestic capacity has been a key factor in this process. And here is something that surprises many students: gold stored overseas earns minimal lease income, but domestic gold can be used for gold swap agreements and other liquidity tools more flexibly, allowing for better earnings and cost optimization. Now let us turn to India's forex reserves composition. Note this carefully: gold now accounts for 16.7% of India's total forex reserves. But what does this mean for India's strategic position? So what exactly changed? The answer lies in India's historical gold journey and its efforts to diversify its forex reserves. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, it's essential to understand the significance of gold as a reserve asset, the concept of de-dollarization, and the impact of geopolitical risk on a country's foreign exchange reserves. Remember the 1991 balance of payments crisis and how it led to a significant change in India's economic policies. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The RBI has transferred 168.06 metric tons of gold from foreign vaults to domestic storage, bringing the total gold reserves to 880.52 metric tons. The gold is now primarily stored in high-security domestic vaults at the RBI's Nagpur and Mumbai offices. The share of gold in India's forex reserves now stands at 16.7%. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to your mains examination, particularly in the context of RBI gold repatriation, forex reserves, the role of the Bank of England, and the BIS, as well as the concept of gold as a reserve asset. Mains keywords to focus on include RBI gold repatriation, forex reserves, Bank of England, BIS, gold as reserve asset, de-dollarization, geopolitical risk, the 1991 balance of payments crisis, and Russia's asset freeze. In conclusion, India's move to repatriate its gold reserves is a strategic decision that reflects its efforts to reduce geopolitical risk, diversify its forex reserves, and optimize its earnings. This shift has significant implications for India's economic and strategic position, and as a UPSC aspirant, it's essential to understand the complexities of this issue and its relevance to your preparation.